The organization, founded by Avi and Julie Israel, is named for their son Michael, one of many young lives cut short by opioid addiction. State Senator Tim Kennedy, praising the family for turning their pain into action, pointed out he's been to many funerals touching other families who thought addiction would never reach them.
And our hope and our goal is that other families across this community and across communities like ours in the state of New York will no longer have to shed those same tears and feel that same pain.
State senators representing Western New York have secured $425,000 for Save the Michaels, part of the state's overall $247 million investment in addiction countermeasures. Senator Chris Jacobs admitted this grant may be looked upon as pork, but fellow Senator Robert Ort added that local lawmakers should not apologize for this one.
To my Senator Jacobs' point, that's pork, and so be it. I don't think so. I think that's what elected leaders are supposed to go and do, bring resources back to help their constituents and to save lives. We're not going to do it. You're going to do it.
Save the Michaels provides services except treatment. Organization President Avi Israel says they are seeing results.
We only had actually 9% of people that relapsed within that period of 7 months. And there's really no magic to it other than really working with the family and helping the family understand what is addiction, what do you need to do with addiction, and how do you support the loved one to go through recovery.
The state's $247 million investment in opioid and drug addiction measures is a record high level. It's $37 million more than the previous state budget. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.